great to hear you, David. Merry Christmas to you and yours also. We just left the daughter's house where we had a fantastic meal. Prime rib, turkey, dressed up, ham, dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, green bean salad, cranberries, and on and on and on. And then Bernice made two pumpkin pies and a peach pie. So I'm stuffed like a goose.
That sounds like you need to go home and take a nap.
Made me and the wife a cappuccino, so I don't know if I'll be able to do that or not, David. It'll be totally involuntary.
That my cappuccino may keep you up a little bit there, yeah. Yeah, Marie had a pork loin on the Traeger for the last 15 hours, I guess. She just took it off a little while ago, and we made some sandwiches out of it, and I'm finishing off my second one.
I like pork loin. Yeah, we got an airplane landing right squarely over the top of us here, David, down here by GSP International. He looks like he's a little bit high. I can't tell. Looks like a small plane coming in. Doesn't look too big from what I can see, but I don't want to. Yep, looks like a single-engine plane. Ain't no traffic here. I'd be running over them. usually I don't watch the airplanes, but it was right over our head. Well, sound like you had a wonderful time. We did, and the boys, the grandsons, and the granddaughter opened their presents and that. One of the younger grandsons let me stick my head into those virtual reality goggles. It's called an Oculus, the newest one out. Oh, my. You wouldn't believe it. It's just freaky. You're, like, transformed into a different world.
You never tried one of those. Going to have to check it out sometime. And that does sound right interesting.
He's had other ones, but this is the newest one, and that's his only Christmas present there from the family, I guess. And we got him a phone, and he's in business now. But I put those goggles on, and he stuck a target practice thing up with a machine gun on it just because it was Grandpa, which I don't know anything about machine guns except what I've heard and seen. But there was a virtual hand sticking out there in front of me. I said, "What's that?" And he says, "That's your hand." I said, "Well, it was cut off." It's so realistic. It's freaky, David. And the targets were up in front of you, but that's just a very minor game compared to what they can put on there, I guess. This is N0TR. Go ahead.
Me and the wife been doing it the old-fashioned way. We're way out here in the country, and I got a burning barrel, and I've been showing her how to fire some of the weapons. I got her doing pretty good with the .22, and probably tomorrow I'm going to work her out on the .38, and then get her doing the 9mm, and probably by then there won't be much left of the burning barrel, KF4 and XY.
Well, that's great. It's nice for them to know how. I think one of the most enjoyable ones I ever had when I was back up in Kansas was 38 Officer's Model Match Colt. And I cast my own bullets and loaded my own cartridges. And that's one of the most accurate pistols I ever shot in my life. And then my brother-in-law had a .22 Smith & Wesson revolver, K-22, and that is a really accurate pistol. Used to just love to shoot them. I don't anymore on the bigger ones. I just don't mess with it. I'm too old and I just just don't, I guess you'd say, David, but I think it's a great thing for them to know how. But she just don't seem to be interested very much in that.
I think I just want her familiar with them for, you know, times when I'm gone. Sometimes I go off on a fishing trip for a week, and with her out here in the country by herself, I feel better if she knows how to work the stuff. But yeah, you're right. The 38, she's was pretty good with it in the past. Her hands are steadier than mine, and I think her eyesight's probably a little bit better. So she does better with them, I think, than I do. KF4 NXY.
Model 27 Smith, and I give it to my son-in-law of Wisconsin, and I had some bullets that I cast from a .454 Casal, which is a monster of a pistol, but they work just fine in that. Well, no, that was a different pistol, excuse me. That was what I used in the Thompson Contenders, but the 158 grain ones, and then I had a mold that you can't buy anymore that was 172, I think. And you never see ones that big for the 38. And he shot a deer with it and killed it, and out of a tree stand, I think. And he really loves that pistol, but I give most of mine away. But yeah, Bernice, she could defend herself, put it that way. But my son-in-law was asking me if I ever had a 40, and I said no, but I've shot them, and they just got too much of a snap to them. They carry a bigger bullet, and they're a great cartridge, but the cops went to them, and they found that they're officers couldn't handle them as well, and so I think most of them's all reverted back to the 9mm, means it's got better ammunition now, and will virtually do the same thing.
My brother had a 357 or something like that, and he let Marie shoot it, and she really didn't have her hands on it good enough, and and when she pulled the trigger, it jumped back and kind of popped her in the forehead. So she's a little leery of, like you were saying, you know, the bigger caliber, you know, weapons.
Friends, it was a sheriff up in Kansas. I went out to the police pistol range shooting with him one day, and he had the ultimate Python, and it's a .357, and it was in a stainless. Oh, my. Was that the smoothest and most beautiful shooting pistol you ever want to lay hands on? Then they stopped making them, and now they've brought them back. Oh, there goes a police officer right by me here on the left side of me. And, I remember my dad buying one from the Banner Milkman that come into our store and delivered milk one time for $200. And I sure wished he'd left me that pistol, but he traded it on an Evan Rube outboard motor later on. But I think that one down there Woodruff Road, that Shooters or whatever it is down there, I looked at one down there one time just for the fun of it, and it was 4-inch barrel, which you do not want in a .357, at least 6, because of the noise. And I think that thing was $1,400 or $1,600 now, David.
It's just what I was thinking, that the price on some of those have gone way, way up, way up. But anyway, I told Marie that, you know, somebody breaking in the house, you just point it in their direction, start squeezing the trigger, and hopefully, you know, they'll have enough sense to turn around and leave if they're still able.
Yeah, that's what I always told my kids back up in Kansas. I said, if somebody tries to break in that front door, I said, you take your choice. You shoot a hole through the ceiling or you shoot a hole in the floor. Because if they're crazy enough to come through the door, you shoot them till they don't wiggle. Thank God that never happened. Nowadays, you never know, though, Dave.
Yeah, my mom's house down there in Red Bank, while she was living with us, we had a burglar alarm system on it, but they bypassed it, and they ransacked that place. I mean, it was just unreal. Every bit of copper, the wiring, the air conditioning, even dug up the wires going from the house to the well. So you wouldn't believe it, Tom. It was just anyway. So I know, you know, what they're capable of these days, and just kind of got to be prepared. KF4NXY.
And their LTR. Well, if they come into my yard at all, it looks kind of like a prison compound. Well, the lights will start coming on one at a time, and there's video there, and it dings my phone. We're not gone hardly ever anyways. And all I got to do is call my neighbor. He's from down here. He believes in that stand your ground stuff. And we kind of take care of each other. Well, all of our neighbors do. But you still got to be on watch. And it's a shame. He said for the first 30 years he lived down here, never even locked the doors on his house. And back up in Kansas, we didn't either.
Well, as a kid growing up, you know, we never thought that society would degenerate down to the way it is now. Anyway, I'm going to go get a refill on this Diet Pepsi. I gather y'all heading on into the house. Be careful out there in the dark. And once again, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before then. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Fine business, David. I got a quick question for you. Have you heard general conversation of, I think it was police officers coming through on here tonight? I don't know if it's tropospheric, or what it is, but it was getting through the repeater there just a while ago where we were at. Could have been just simplex that I was receiving. And did you hear any of it?
He's picking up something a while ago that was kind of unusual. I couldn't figure out exactly what it was, but yeah, like you say, maybe it was some simplex or something. KF4NXY.
Yeah, the weather's rather dreary. Could have been tropospheric ducting or something like that. I don't know. Just curious if it was just me or if it actually got through. I've heard it on occasion, and it just depends. But, David, nice talking to you tonight. I think we think a lot alike. You take care, my friend. Oh, boy, somebody's got their brights on. I can't even see the highway here. KF4NXY in 0TR73, David. Merry Christmas.
You are in 4DJC. How you and Bernice doing tonight, Tom?
Hi, Jerry. Well, we're getting ready to pull into a gas station here in about another half a mile. How you all doing? We had a very Merry Christmas with the family.
We went over yesterday and came back home and went over today about noon. And we had prime rib yesterday. We had turkey today, so we're set for a while and just got home about 20 minutes ago, I guess. You got to be careful out there. It's kind of foggy spots on the interstate. At least we're heading back today anyway.
It is. Carol come over from Traverse Rest, my son-in-law's mom, and she said she had quite a bit of fog coming over. Not Traverse Rest. Spartanburg. And over there about where Target is as you're going into Spartanburg. She lives back in there. And I couldn't believe there was fog out there, and I got to thinking, I'll bet there is, just like the lady says. Well, we pulled in the filling station here, Jerry, and great to hear that. We had prime rib and turkey and ham and all the fixings tonight, and pumpkin pie, peach pie. I feel like the Hindenburg. And last night, the wife made filet mignons for the kids from Michigan, and our granddaughter, they come down, and we were all together tonight, and that's what counts. They was going to go up to a Carolina ball game there yesterday, and I said, I just want us all to be together this Christmas, and I'm not that interested in the ball game unless you want to sit here in the front room where it's nice and warm. Anyways, they lost, I think, up at Charlotte. Take care, Jerry. I got to get out and get some push water here. Maybe I'll catch you tomorrow in 4DJC and 0TR. Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Time, y'all have a good one. Have a safe trip back to the house. Good talk to you. Probably catch you tomorrow sometime. N0TR and 4DJC clear.